goal tonight with tonight's meeting would be just to review these papers and see if you guys are comfortable with the process as it's set forth here. And this is just an exact copy of the, like I said, of the county process. And if you're happy with this application process as set forward, if you want to make any changes, hopefully we can do those tonight. And then the next thing we would do would be just to redo a press release and let the nonprofit agencies know that this money is available, and to submit an application by whatever deadline we decide we want to set. Okay. And then the next time this committee would meet would be you would after whatever the deadline is, they would come in. Nicole and or Peggy would put all the applications together and give them to you, have them available to you for a week or 2 weeks, whatever you think you might want.
Okay.
Ahead of having a meeting, then at the meeting, the organizations can come and make presentations, short presentations, and answer any questions you might have, and then you deliberate and parcel up the money. Okay. And so it's basically, you would have one more meeting, other than the fact that you would need to come in and get the applications and take and review those, but just one more meeting. And then, hopefully, we'll do the same thing in the next budget cycle. So the next budget cycle, it would be much more quick because we will have the process in place.
Right.
So on July 1st, we would just announce that the grant round's available and then try to do it early in the fiscal year instead of, you know, we're already halfway through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Better late than never. So that's kind of where we are.
And what's the total amount?
It's under $10,000 because I don't remember what the city did for the food pantry.
Okay.
But the money that the backfilling of the SDC charges for the food pantry came out of that $10,000.
Okay.
So it's somewhere around $8,000.
Yeah, because it was like $1,500 or so.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere around $8,000 or $8,500.
Okay.
So this is the process that is set forward, and it's pretty clean. Have any of you ever done one of these for the county?
Mm-hmm.
Been involved in it? It's pretty simple and easy.
The county's at the point where they, you know, invite the people in to talk to them.
Right. And I think you probably want to do that, don't you? I mean, at least give them a chance to give you.
You don't have any type of scoring criteria or anything on that, so
no.
It's all just what the group agrees.
Right.
This is a good application funded, this is
right.
Not a good one.
And I think the other part about it is when you look at the basic thing, which one of these talks about that a little bit? An agency qualifies to make an application if it's a 501c3 nonprofit agency providing social service to either the general population of the city of Newport or targeted segments of that population. So that's going to be the main focus, because a lot of the agencies that will come in and make applications have services beyond the city of Newport. So what you really want to do is, what we're really trying to do is have them focus on what it is they're doing inside of Newport and what's their kind of their expenditures and their budget that they use inside Newport and how many people do they serve.
Yeah, that kind of jumped out at me. So.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the main thing. When I was involved with Habitat for Humanity, I made an application to the... Hey, I made an application.
There's a pile.
I made an application to the county one, and you know, Habitat for Humanity is county-wide organization, but we serve so few people at one particular time, you know, one family at a time, and I could just tell from listening to the rest of the presentations there was no way we were going to get funding at that year, because these other people all served greater numbers of people, and you know.
Eric.
So I think that's, you know, that's really going to be just up to you guys listening to the presentations, and we can just tell people, you know, a short presentation, 5 minutes, and be available to answer questions, because you will have had the applications ahead of time. So if you had any specific applications about one particular organization, then you can ask them what their ongoing funding is, or, you know, what... what their staffing levels
are. I was just wondering, because chances are there's going to be a bunch of applications.
There will be a lot.
And there's very little money.
Right. And so we don't have any size of grant. I mean, they might ask for all of the $8,000 or $8,500, but you know, you might decide, well, really, we have six or seven organizations we feel really we would like to fund to some extent, and then just make a decision based on how much they request or based on their services that they provide. You can prorate it. And any amount of money that you give to any of these organizations helps them, because they can use that money as local government support leverage for granting and other things. So they can multiply whatever you give them. So, you know, we don't really know. This is
that identified on the application so that we know that
how much they want?
There's a multiplicity to that?
Would
a given organization say, for each dollar the city of Newport gives us, we get three from Uncle Sam, for example?
They might say that in their narrative, and you might get an indication of that in their other sources of income on the budget sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is all you will get right here. They're limited to this much paperwork. They can't add any more, basically. So it's very simple to go down through, and that's why you may have further questions. But the county process is set up to make it, you know, clean and simple. And and I think when we put the press release out about the fact that these monies are available and you can apply, we will state in the press release how much money is available. So, you know, the agencies all know too that how many people are going to be looking for, and they're going to make a reasonable request based on how much money is available. So, I mean, I think that's another thing that we'll do for sure when we do the press release.
Sorry, I'm late, but how does those dollars compare to previous years?
It's previous years, in the last 6, 7, 8 years, they've given $0.
Oh, so this is new?
This is a new, it's a rejuvenation of an old program. They used to give all of the revenue sharing dollars, which come from alcohol and cigarette tax.
Oh.
They used to give it all to nonprofit agencies, and they stopped giving it to anybody. Now we're starting the program again.
So did I understand this comes then from the state through the county to the city?
No, to the city directly.
Oh, I see.
And the county has exactly the same application and process. This is just a pure copy of the county's letters and things, just changed with the city of Newport.
Thank you.
And they give way more. They give $60,000-$70,000. I can't remember what their amount was this year.
So when you talk about the city of Newport, what were we looking at exactly? In terms of the area, would this include South Beach? Would include
South Beach is part of the city.
It would include the college.
The college is in city limits. Yeah.
Okay, and then how far north?
All the way to the landfill, 73rd or 8th or whatever it is up there, city limits. So, but I mean, I think you'll have a pretty good sense. You guys, I mean, you guys all know. You have a pretty good sense of what organizations are operating within the city and.
Yeah,
and their presence within the city.
Since money's already been given to the food pantry, should they not be included then in this?
I would suggest that they don't ask this time around.
Okay. Have you talked to Jim about
No.
that? I'll talk to him.
But I mean, they've already been given the money. And, you know, here's the discussion we had around the food pantry. They came in and asked for the money. We had no other monies to backfill their SDC charges. And they were a big chunk of money that they hadn't anticipated in the process. Mm-hmm. So at one point the council said, "Well, we'll just say we'll give them the money, and we'll tell you, this committee, that they have to give the food pantry this much money." And they said, "Well, it's kind of like,
can I help
just
you
make the decision, and then we'll go from there."
We still need a dollar to pay Liz,
but I mean, I just said, you know, let's just give them the money out of the $10,000, and then this committee will have that much less to distribute this year, next year. It'll be back. I'm really hoping that with the demonstrated need we get out of the applications this year, it'll be very apparent to the budget committee that, you know, we could double this, if we can afford to do that, or, you know, add more to it.
So just to clarify more, take, for example, Habitat. for Humanity, they don't build in Newport because, I mean, they have, you know, the one original duplex, mm-hmm. but it's just not a possibility anymore.
So they probably are going to apply because they've asked me about it, but I think it'd be pretty easy to say, you know, your next project is you're serving Walport. They're going to build four homes in Walport, and it doesn't, you know, we really want you to focusing on okay. Newport.
So that's why I'm wondering if the first question says, describe briefly the services you provide, if we should add that so it's clear to the city of Newport.
Okay. I think that's probably a good idea. And that's in the cover letter, too.
I know, but...
Yeah. But you're right. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, so they make sure it's very clear to
that's
them
right.
that it's...
Mm-hmm.
And are there any other places where you think we need to be a little clear? Number three? Would you like to know how long has your organization been providing service in Newport? As opposed to been in existence, or I mean, I think that the original intent of that question was probably just to see what their track record is.
Yeah, you'll get some groups that have been in existence for a while, but they keep changing, you know, depending on what grant money they get, they keep changing their services.
Yeah,
and I'd say not necessarily, because if there's a newbie that has something that rings our bell, we want to be able to not preclude them.
Yeah,
so
we just leave it like it is.
Yeah.
It's good to get some history.
Yeah.
Is there a place where, excuse me, Rick, go ahead. Is there a place where we ask them how they would use the funds?
Number 8.
Yep.
Okay, good.
I walked in as you were saying something about we will have a verbal 5-minute presentation
from them,
which I would guess would be someone that should be able to answer questions if we have them on the spot.
Yeah,
like
that's the intent.
An executive director.
Yeah, that's generally who goes to.
You might let them know that we reviewed the application prior.
Yeah,
and will
because
they're
going to get questions like that.
Will we be inviting everyone that applies, or are we going to have a preliminary elimination process?
I think you need to listen to everybody.
To be fair.
And, you know, generally, you're not going to have, I mean, I've never, all the years that we've done this in the city and all the years that the county's done it, I mean, you know, they turn down people. But as long as you've given them a chance to speak and apply, there's not any complaints.
So from what I'm inferring,
you're giving money away.
Is there enough time to do that in one evening?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so. I think we just limit them to 5 minutes. I mean, we could probably set up the time and time frame. We can use the council chambers, and there's a timer. We can even turn the timer on if we want to, but we can just tell them 5 minutes. I'm thinking that somewhere on this cover letter, so it says the review task force may request additional information from applicants and may, at its discretion, schedule informal meetings with applicants to clarify information. We probably should just rewrite that.
Yeah.
Just to say that the review task force will schedule a meeting with the applicants to hear short presentations and request for additional information.
Is there going to be a response to someone who says, there's no way that we can be here on your specified meeting night?
Well, if they can't come on the specified meeting night, then what I'd like to do is establish that meeting night tonight, if we can. Then that way people will know that the meeting is going to take place on this date. And if you're applying, put it on your calendar and plan to be there.
So then we should say that that's a requirement to be able to participate in this.
Well, I don't think it's a requirement, but I mean your chances of being funded are probably less if you don't show up and support your cause.
As long as you give them the option.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I was wondering about scoring. That's the thing you have to know in how cities work. You have to make it totally fair for everybody. Yeah. And, I mean, everybody has the option to attend the meeting. If they choose not to, fine.
Yeah.
But they have that option of attending.
And we're using a scoring sheet. The county doesn't, and it seems to be working okay for them to just hear the presentations and make decisions.
I think it'll work okay. It's just in the federal grants I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, it's huge scoring.
They're huge grants.
Yeah.
And big agencies that always come back and say, why didn't I get this grant when this agency over here did? Mm-hmm. And that was just always a backup for them. This is your score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's fair. I mean, if in your process of deliberating and making a decision, and my recommendation would be you would just meet, hear the presentations, 5 minutes each, ask questions, and then talk about how you want to do the. If people want to hear it, they can, because there's no reason to say it's a private deliberation. You just have to do your deliberations and make your decisions then. If people stick around to listen to that, that's fine. And then if people want to know why they didn't get the granting, then there'll be the minutes from the deliberations. And that, you know, you can just say, well, here's the minutes. So, I mean, that's the only way we can really do it. There's no reason to have a confidential meeting or an executive-type meeting for this deliberation. So you have to be comfortable with the fact that you just have to say whatever it is that makes you think that.
But you know every city council person, the city manager, everybody else involved with the city is going to get that question.
Yeah.
Why didn't I get this grant? I know it was just as good as Joe Blow's.
You know, I'll talk to Wayne Belmont about that, what happens at the county, but I really don't think that in this particular venue with the kind of people that make the applications that that's ever been a problem. So,
I would hope that would be okay.
And I'll ask him how they deal with that issue.
When you were at the tribal and when they do their allocations, were you part of that?
No, that's when I started, because I wrote grants for the tribe. Oh, okay. That's when I started. I never were part of the tribal, but see, that comes out of their gaming money.
Yeah, but I was just curious at how they work it, because, you know, so many people apply to that.
Yeah. You don't hear. I mean, I've been involved in several different organizations. Yeah. You don't, I mean, you either get
it.
Acceptance letter or you're not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that'll be the case here.
Yeah.
One thing I learned is out of the CYA.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, and we, and if that's an issue after the first year, we can decide whether we want to continue or make sure we have some kind of a better scoring sheet or in the future. You know, I mean, we can always adapt the process.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to bog this process down getting into all that.
So the only real changes that everybody sees would be to do that first one, describe the services provided by your agency to the citizens of Newport. Mm-hmm. And instead of the city of Newport, I think we should say citizens of Newport. And the budget is pretty simple and easy to look at and read.
We just need to change the dates, right?
Current fiscal year
would be 11-12, right? No.
Might be 11-12.
Depends how they.
Yeah, it depends on how they do their budgeting.
Yeah.
If they do a calendar year, then it would be. I don't even know if you need to have those dates there.
Yeah, that's what I'm just wondering, because people might have
current
different
fiscal budget, and then you could just leave a year budget, and you could leave a blank for them to put the year, and then proposed fiscal year budget and leave a blank. We're going to hit some people that are on calendar year budgets pretty closely, but other people that are on July to July, it's going to be hard to know how they're going to do this, because if they're asking for money to help fund this current budget year, they'll just have to tell you that. So we could leave out the years there at the top.
So, Mark, we make the recommendation to City Council, and the City Council makes the final decision. Right. Will the applicants have the opportunity to, if, say, they don't get a grant, to address
the City Council? Yes.
Okay.
But only if they ask.
You're not going to offer that.
I mean, if somebody said, you know, we really don't agree with the committee's decision, and we really want the city council to consider us for funding, I would just tell them they need to come to the city council and ask us. I mean, that's all. I mean, you know, and you, what you have to understand is that if you serve on any boards or anything, you need to make sure you declare those boards, especially if it's somebody that's applying and you're involved with them at all. You just need to declare that you have that, you know, that you're involved with them, and it's not that it wouldn't keep you from making it.
It's not a conflict.
You just have to state it. And especially since it would be a non-profit board anyway, you're not benefiting from one way or another, and just have to say that you feel like you can be fair.
If you're going to call Wayne, I would like to know their process for deciding how they allocate.
At the end?
Yes.
Okay.
And it may not require, you know, a list, I can't remember what you said, but a prioritized list of numerical rankings.
Yeah.
But I suspect there are going to be some differences of opinion.
Yeah.
And we need to know a menial way to resolve that, meaning amongst us.
Yeah, hopefully you can just have enough discussion and you'll just kind of come to a consensus. And basically with this small of a group, you know, if somebody really is really uncomfortable, you just need to say why you're uncomfortable with one particular organization or particular grant request, and other people can agree or disagree, and you can try to come to some kind of a middle ground on that. I mean, when I sat and listened to the presentations at the county, the couple years that I went and sat and listened to them, there were some organizations that were obviously not very well organized, and they spent a lot of their money on administration, and not a whole lot of money was going to actual providing services, and they couldn't even answer questions very clearly, and it was pretty obvious they weren't going to get any funding. So I mean, I think it'll be pretty easy to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out anyway, huh?
Yeah. And I think, you know, having them focus on what they're doing in Newport, and that they have a Newport, that it's a Newport, needs to be a Newport focus, will probably winnow out quite a few organizations.
That's what I'm thinking,
county,
too.
There's a bunch of different organizations up in Lincoln City that are operating in South County, and you're going to get a nice core group, I think. So if everybody's happy with that, then let's pick some dates. And if we look at a calendar, and we want to make sure the council, this isn't on the agenda for Monday, is it?
The nonprofit? No.
No. Okay. So the council isn't really going to, we need to wait and put it through on the agenda, publicize the information for the agenda. So the council will make a decision on the first meeting in January.
Well, Mark, I can still put it on the agenda, and if you...
I can add it to the agenda too, but I just feel like we don't really need to, that we should just go ahead and get it in the packet. And
okay, because I haven't published it. I won't publish it till tomorrow.
At 10,
yeah. So if you want to add it, we can still add it, and then we can just bring the fixed stuff on Monday, because I can hold off publishing until like 11 tomorrow.
Oh, so you can put all this in the packet?
Mm-hmm.
Because we only have to have it set.
Yeah, if you could email me these documents, and I could fix them.
Peggy has them.
Oh, okay. I can find them. She probably does. I can find them.
Is she not here tomorrow?
No, but I can find them.
Okay, well,
she emailed them to me, so I could email them.
Yeah, Peggy sent them out in a packet to all the count to the committee.
Okay.
So I have them as well, I think, but I think so. Well, you know, let's just do it. Let's just have the council...
Because the next meeting won't be until
January
3rd.
Mm-hmm. So if the council approves the process on January 3rd and puts the deadline for applications to be in at the end of January, that's enough time, because all the organizations that are going to be applying have already done this paperwork for the county.
Yeah,
they're just going to pull it out of the file and fix the numbers, and I mean, it's not going to be that hard. They're all used to doing the applications, so.
So now this 5 o'clock p.m. December 30th is now a non-date?
Right.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, this is just a draft process.
Okay.
Yeah, because this hasn't even been announced to the nonprofits yet.
I hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So we would, let's just say, we would just change that to January 3rd, January 27th is a Friday, or should we say February 3rd? Probably say February 3rd.
No, that's the application deadline.
Right, right. Right. So then that staff would have time to put that all together and get those out to you by the second week in February.
Will that be done in a paper or an electronic format?
Paper.
They could do either. It's just as,
we would just scan it.
I really like saving paper, but I'm flexible.
But I'm assuming that this will come to them in paper form. So they can do it. They can do it electronic if you want, because they just putting it on the copy machine scans it, and they can make an electronic file right then and there, or they can copy it.
I don't know. What does everybody else think?
We can do it either way.
Can do it both. I mean, like, we do, some of the counselors have electronic and some like paper. You seem to let me know what you want.
You're going to be calling these people in.
I think I'm going to want something to look at.
I'm going to want some paper sitting in front of
me. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I like to save a tree too, but I think.
They can double side it, and it's three pieces of paper per organization that applies, so it won't be a lot of paper.
All right.
So we'll produce a paper copy for you to have, and then if we're looking at the calendar. The next thing would be just to pick a date when we can hear presentations, when you can hear presentations and make a decision, and what day works for people. We'll need to do it in the evening time at 7 or something like that instead of 5:30 in later February.
Would Monday, which is a normal council day, be acceptable to everybody else? I have conflicts when you get into midweek, but Monday is one that's typically open.
Well, when the council's not meeting, the chambers are used by the planning commission on Mondays. So Mondays are tough. Doesn't mean we can't do Mondays.
So for me, Tuesdays can't work.
Okay.
So the board will meet again, or meets the third Monday, is that correct?
Yeah, we'll meet February 6th I think we meet the 6th and the 21st, which is Tuesday, because the 20th is a holiday.
It's President's Day, yeah.
Yeah, February 20th, yeah. So are there other days that work best for people? Wednesdays, Thursdays?
Tuesdays are out for you, right?
Tuesdays are out.
Okay.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday?
I'm open, Mark, so.
So should we say February 22nd?
What's that? What
it's
day is it?
It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Oh, that won't be that good.
It won't work for you.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it'll work in the evening.
Oh, because you'll have.
You're not
I'll just come with ashes on my head.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
do a.
I'll come looking service. Like I need a donation.
He does. They do it at noon.
Okay, yeah. So Wednesday the 22nd at 7, do we know if the room is available?
I can make it available.
The chamber?
I can make it available. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Magic. The almighty control. I control the calendar. That's how I make it happen.
Yeah. So,
at 7.
So we would say that we'll include in this wording up here that the meeting, the presentations will happen on February 22nd at 7. Is that an okay time for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's okay for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Who will assign the times for the different agencies to come in?
You know, I think what they did at the county was they just put the applications as they came in and put them on the list.
Yeah.
So the first application to come in will be first up.
Okay.
So if they send their application in the day after they, January 5th, then they'll be first up. We'll just do it in that order. I mean, that works, doesn't it, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stamp it when you received it anyway, right? So And then we'll just hear him.
And then we'll be able to make a recommendation to the City Council for your meeting on the 5th of March.
Right. We would, and then we would.
So we could
allocate. You guys would make your award basically that night. And then on the 5th of February, March would be the rubber stamp from the council. I don't think that the council is going to get too involved in this one particularly.
No.
So.
And did you see these funds are coming from the alcohol and tobacco
tax? It's revenue sharing dollars from alcohol and tobacco tax. Yeah.
Good.
And traditionally, all of it went back to the local agencies. You know, more specifically, a lot of it went to the Truman Center. Mm-hmm. And then a little less of it, Samaritan House and Centro de Ayuda, and I don't remember where other places where they got funding in the past. But I think it's critical to have local support, at least a little bit anyway.
Sure. I mean, the good news is we have 8,000.
Yeah, or I think it's closer to 8,500.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Is there a way to make sure that we're reaching the people that need to know about this, other than just putting it in the papers? Or
I don't know. Do you have a suggestion? I mean, the one thing we could do would be to get the names of the people that make applications to the county. Mm-hmm. Find out from the county who those people are. Make sure they get to the. Make sure it gets to those folks. Is there another list anywhere?
I'm not aware of one.
Does Lola have all those agencies on her 211?
You know, that's a good idea. Lola might have a list.
Okay. Do you know who Lola is?
No.
Fill
me in.
Lola Jones.
Yeah, it's Carol Jones' granddaughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And where does she work?
Well, she did work. She was like the Vista volunteer, but now she's 211.
Oh, okay.
She's working. You know, she sets up the warming shelter.
Oh, okay.
And did all that last year and this year too. Yeah.
I just want to make sure that we get the information to everybody.
That's
a
really good idea. So we can. I'll contact Wayne, find out how they've dealt with any controversies and how they parceled them, how they decided to portion it out.
Having some formula for the decision-making process would be helpful.
Ask him at the same time if he has a list of agencies that apply.
And we will get meeting notifications like we did this time from emails?
Yes, and the thing about it is that these meetings, you know, your meetings are public meetings, and they have to be noticed and that kind of thing, and you what you need to do is make sure that whatever packet you get and notes you take are all public. Just so you know that. Anytime you write any notes down or anything, you just write your notes right on your packet and then just give your packet back to Peggy or Nicole, whoever's in charge at the end of the meeting.
And
all the notes you make
it.
Are public. And yeah. And any discussions you have need to occur when you're together and not by email or anything like that.
So if you have an email is generated from Peggy or myself to the committee, don't hit reply all. You need to reply just directly to staff. Because if you reply all, then it becomes a public meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just the really important part.
Yeah. I mean, all you're going to get is a notice for the meeting. So, and please don't hesitate. If something comes up and that meeting starts to not work, let us know, because we need to have everybody there to help make the decision.
I will find out the exact amount of the grant and email that to you guys tomorrow, so you all know exactly what the amount of the money is, though.
And that'll have to go in the press release after the... Well, mm-hmm. We'll wait for that until January after the council. Mm-hmm. So the council just has... The council has seen these documents, but they wanted to make sure you guys met first and you were comfortable with this and that this is going to work. And that
would there be a way to look at, again, maybe electronically, the submission process as it occurs? Will you be creating a list of nonprofits?
Well, I'm not sure if it's available yet, but Richard in our IT department is working on a program where when you download the application, you have to sign in. Like, you have to put your name and your organization's email address, so we know you've got an application.
Okay.
So that if something comes up, you know, God forbid, we have to change a meeting or a deadline or the presentation date, we have a way of contacting people. So I'm not sure if that software is ready yet, because he was working on it for public works stuff.
I don't think I care too much about who wants an application. I'd like to know who finishes it and submits it.
Oh, yeah, we'll have those in the office.
You'll get that. You'll get that. And on the day or a couple days after the deadline, you're going to get the whole packet of applications. And then that'll give you a couple weeks to look at it before.
What did we say? That was February 3rd?
Yeah.
So February 3rd is the deadline for the application.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll get a packet sometime in that within that next week. And then February 22nd is when you'll hear the presentations. And so you'll have them for a long enough time to review.
Good.
So after, I'm just thinking ahead here. After that night of that meeting, Mark, and after everyone's given their presentations to us, then whoever's in the room will be excused and we'll be able to deliberate.
We can't excuse them.
He said that they're going to be listening to everything he said.
Everything you say will be recorded anyway, and they could listen to the minutes.
Yeah, if they choose to stay. Probably the best way to deal with that issue is to just hear the presentations and say, thank you, everybody, for making presentations. And we're going to take a five-minute break, and then we're going to deliberate.
Okay.
And everybody will get up and leave.
Okay.
And you'll be able to deliberate. Right. But it'll all be recorded anyway.
Okay. That's fine.
So
if they have questions, they can listen to the minutes. The audio will be available in the stuff online.
And, I mean, you know, I guess the other thing to think about is if somebody comes and makes a presentation and you have some issue with that particular person or that particular organization, then you need to just, during the deliberations, you know, you need to kind of remove yourself from that discussion on that particular organization anyway. Because
when you say issues, could you be a little more specific?
I'm just saying if you
personal conflicts or something like that.
Yeah, if you had some time in the past, if you had an organization that you stopped giving money to or, you know, something like that. I mean,
if you're a participant, I understand.
We're all very active in the community, and so, you know, there could possibly, you just need to say, I'm not going to discuss or deliberate on this particular, make any comments with this particular organization, and, you know, and let everybody else decide if they want to fund them, then, you just have to go along with that. That's just the way it is. So, but I don't think you're going to have that kind of an issue.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, if we get the applications prior to that meeting, we'll know heading into it.
Yeah.
I'd be really uncomfortable just going into a meeting and saying, okay, hit me with it.
Yeah.
No. You're going to have the applications ahead of time. And I think it'd be a good idea when you get the applications to read them through and knowing how much money there is and just kind of coming up with a framework in your own mind before you even hear the presentations about how you kind of think you'd like to, how you think it should go. So that you sort of have that made up in your own mind a little bit ahead of time, so that then you'll be surprised how you concur or don't concur. You know, I mean, there might be a couple of organizations that maybe you didn't think should be funded and other people did, and then you'll have to re-jockey it in your mind. But it's not a bad idea to kind of read them through and kind of decide, you know, there's five or six organizations here that I really feel like we need to fund at some level, and how would I do that? And, I think probably the easiest way to do it is to think about how many people that they're servicing. Because some organizations have a lot more clients, a lot more people they're helping than other people. So that's one easy way to take a look at it. Just say we need to, help by proportion, so to speak. So.
And some agencies have received a lot more funding, maybe already.
This should be, when you start to take a look at the budget sheet here, it talks about how many people they have working on salary, and you're going to get applications from organizations that have no one that has a paid position. It's all volunteer. So, those are the kinds of things that you just have to kind of think of, weigh and measure and say, well, our money's really going to go a lot farther here than it is over here. It just really depends on each organization. So, and other sources of support that they're already getting. CSC is Community Services Consortium. CCF is, I have no idea what CCF is. I'll have to find out what that means. COG is Council of Governments, which is a tri-county area. CCF. Community Services Consortium is state money, I believe. COG is state money, but it's pooled by counties. I don't know what CCF is. I'll have to find that one out. Children's, no. I don't know what it is.
There's too many acronyms out there.
Why are there two, maybe it doesn't matter, but two items under United Way? C, other sources C.
United Way of Lincoln County allocation, other United Ways. So one of them is, what do you get from Lincoln County United Way, and which other ones do you? Because some of the organizations are more regional, too. I mean, they actually service beyond the county, even. So, but, I mean, my guess is that should, in our particular case, you still want to focus down on what you're doing in Newport. Now, they might get support from somewhere else, but that doesn't matter. I mean, it helps the organization, it does, so. I don't think you have to get too particular when you're looking at the budgets. It's just kind of nice to know what the stability of the organization is and what kind of broad support they get.
Well, I like to see how much goes to direct services as compared to salaries and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And how many people they're actually helping and what kinds of things are doing. So, any other questions? Okay, we're done.
Thank you, Mark.
So we have our